turned out to the last mayor's election. If I'd had that many, I'd probably be sitting in Anchorage instead of Juneau. So I think that we need to be realistic on it. But since it has been an express concern, I put the figures out on the table, 10,000, but certainly I think it needs to be discussed, so that'd be perfectly all right with me.
Okay, Representative Davidson.
So in that discussion, I'd like to know, should we be thinking in terms of percentage? Should we be thinking in terms, as far as your amendment, Representative Boucher, should we be thinking of hard, solid numbers or percentages for the, what do you think would be best?
Well, you can play with numbers forever. Mm-hmm. So I put a figure down there of 10,000, with it being the cutoff. If it's 10,000, with less than 10,000, be 2/3 of the membership, and if it's above 10,000, then it'd be a majority.
I was just thinking, if we went with all co-ops, maybe something like 57% of the vote, the membership. I was wondering if that would be unrealistic, because I think that it is an important part of the bill, and I think it's certainly one that deserves as much discussion and deliberation as we can give it, although I'm also aware of time constraints because we must get this bill moving.
Well, I have it on the calendar for next Thursday for another, at least a work session on Thursday. I hope we can hammer out all the proposals for changes at that time. The public members of the public will have a chance a week to review the adopted committee substitute and Representative Boucher's suggestion, and we can vote on it and get it into shape then, and then maybe move it out the following Tuesday or something like that. Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, if there's no further discussion, and we're holding this legislation over until Thursday. There's one final matter on the calendar, and that's House Bill 368. I think there's some members of the public here to testify. House Bill 368, if you remember, is the occupational therapy bill. There's a proposed, the chair's going to propose an amendment. It's based on, staff's going to explain it. Apparently, everybody agrees to this as a compromise solution, although some people may not necessarily still agree to the particular legislation. So, Ms. Lampman, did you want to address us about this proposed amendment, or?
What has happened since I was here?
Could you just state your name for the record?
Robin,
who you represent?
Robin Lampman, and I represent, oh, that's on? It's on, yeah. Oh, thank you. My name is Robin Lampman. I represent the occupational therapy people of Alaska. And since Tuesday, today's Thursday, right? Since Tuesday, I've gotten a hold of some of the occupational therapists. Our president.
Do you want to tell them just
is there anybody out there? Okay,
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead, turn it off.
And
at this time, the teleconference works.
We have discussed this new change of law on Tuesday. Right. And now we decided we do not want to provide independent or unsupervised occupational therapy, but we'd rather have practice occupational therapy. And we have discussed this with some of the DOE, and they agreed with it, like Peter Gull, I believe, Steve Hall. He agreed too. So at this point, that's what we're looking at, that change.
Okay, well, chair would entertain, at least we make that change at this time in the committee substitute.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What do we mean by practice? Is that the person that does the repetitious exercises, or what do we mean by that?
The practice occupational therapy, yeah, the person who is going to do the therapy services. They're going to practice, they're going to explain this. It's very difficult to explain. In regard to this position, is the aides, that they would not practice occupational therapy, or the teacher, they would not practice therapy itself. At this point, we don't mind them taking on, like an occupational therapist would go in and develop a program for this child in the school district. And of course, in the rural areas, you have to have a teacher or teacher's aide follow that occupational therapy program. But our big concern is that they do not call it occupational therapy. They can call it like a feeding program or an exercise program, not the therapy itself, the word therapy. There are some people out there that don't understand at this point what occupational therapy does or what therapy, how can an aide go ahead and do a therapy. So that's the big concern, is that they do not practice and say they are providing that type of occupational therapy services, calling it occupational. Does that answer your question?
I think it did, sir. Thank you.
Okay. The chair would just entertain a motion to make this amendment that's been passed out, at least. Seems like everybody agrees to that. Is that your understanding?
At this point, yeah, we would like to have it.
So, would anybody make that motion? Representative
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt this motion and put it in. Are we giving it a committee substitute?
Yeah, we adopted it. We already adopted the committee substitute. Okay, is there any objection to that? Adopting this language in the committee substitute?
Not an objection.
Okay.
We're working from the 32388, is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
And so in line 9, that would read simply then practice occupational therapy.
Exactly. Okay, if there's no objection, motion carries. The committee substitute as amended is before us. I guess I'll speak to this. I don't have any great desire to see this legislation move. There's a lot of people who want this legislation to move. The governor's office has expressed a strong interest in seeing it move, and Representative Goals expressed an interest in seeing it move. I'm concerned that the occupational therapists are still not happy.
Yeah, even though we want this and we all agree to this language being changed to practice occupational therapy, we still feel this House Bill 368 is not needed, not even necessary. So,
I'm just letting you all know that I don't have any vested interest in moving this legislation. There are people out there that want it moved real badly. I still have concerns that the occupational therapists aren't happy with it, but I'm willing to leave it up to the will of the committee to do well, as you will. Representative Menard.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we had a occupational licensing bill last session that we passed. It's my understanding that this is working on a loophole that was left in it, even with the schools.
The DOE feels that there's a loophole.
Right.
Loophole, and they want to. And what we feel is that if you guys give the board a chance, I mean, we haven't even met the occupational therapy and physical therapy board to develop regulations to meet or clarify the roles and who does what. And I think that if the board meets and develops those regs, then it's going to clarify a lot of things that, in a sense, this House Bill 368 doesn't even need to be needed. And we'll clarify with this House Bill 2, this House 368.
Well, I guess I have a further question. Are we having, by not having this legislation, is DOE, are they perceiving a liability problem in the schools the way things are going on now?
I think so. I think they feel that there could be a problem that would exist. And, as we know, in those rural areas, there are a lot of teachers or teacher aides at this point carrying out occupational therapy services. And the big issue here is, with us as a therapist, that we don't want them to call it therapy, but a therapist can go in there and be a consultant and supervise and assist, teach them, educate them how to carry out a specific program, but just don't call it therapy.
Right.
So.
And did this amendment? This is what helped that.
Right. I think.
There's a representative from Representative Navarre's office here. Pat, do you want to join us?
Just as a point of clarification, I work pretty extensively.
Just for the record, this is
my,
Pat Malone.
For the record, my name is Pat Malone. Representative Navarre. As a point of clarification, I work fairly extensively on House Bill 205 last year, which set in place a licensure for occupational therapists. And in discussions with the Department of Education about that, it was pointed out by them also that the same problem that they perceive with occupational therapists exists, and I don't mean to convolute the issue, but exists also with physical therapists. And my specific question to Mr. Steve Hull was, what have you done about that? And, well, we've chosen to ignore it. And this particular board comes up for sunset, I believe, next year, and it seems kind of strange that this problem couldn't be ignored for another year and be addressed when the board comes up for sunset review. And if we have a perceived problem with occupational therapists, it seems odd that we aren't addressing the same perceived problem with physical therapists. And that's basically just a point to consider.
Okay, Representative Davidson.
Mr. Chairman, so Representative Navarro is saying,
well, he basically has no position on it. His position with this particular piece of legislation is he does have an interest in it because he doesn't want what he did last year to be undermined. But his position, I think, is that he also feels this legislation is not necessary.
Reminds me of a herd of turtles here.
I'm laughing at the unsaid.
Okay, yeah.
Why are we talking about this bill?
Well, we're just here, gentlemen, and cheers.
Yep.
It's up to the will of this committee. I'm certainly not trying to sway you in any particular direction. Representative Menard, did you?
What? It seems like, you know, I kind of see this, but I understand Representative Gall has.
You could meet.
Does he seem to be perceiving that he's carrying this legislation from the governor's side or what?
You asked the right question.
Well, why don't we back up and I'll just tell you the story.
Who wants this bill?
No, you don't have to.
Well, when this legislation was first introduced, people from the governor's office approached me about scheduling it, and I said, well, this looks like it has something to do with House Bill 205, which we overrode the governor's veto last year. I think you'd better go talk to Representative Navarre about it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, then I was contacted by Representative Gohl, who said, well, there's a lot of people in my district who are very interested in this legislation. We've got a problem with the occupational therapists with the school districts, apparently, which just stems from this Department of Education interpretation. And then I said, well, Representative Gola, it'd be probably a really good idea to work with Representative Navarro on this since it impacts the legislation we dealt with last year. Representative Gola subsequently developed the committee substitute, and which we brought before the committee here. Obviously, the occupational therapists are still unhappy with it, but they've tried to work with the process as much as possible. Representative Navarro's office was involved in developing the committee substitute. The chair has a lot of empathy for the occupational therapist position, and I simply, I'm leaving it up to the committee, whatever the committee would like to do.
We lost the quorum. Anyhow,
I'm just trying to be straightforward with everybody here. I'm not standing in the way.
Well, we'll see what happens next week with the Steve.
Well, we could, if we've lost our quorum, we could hold the bill over till next Tuesday. Does the representative of the prime sponsor have any problem with holding the bill over till Tuesday?
Wait, he's not the prime sponsor.
Oh right. does the representative?
No, he has. I guess, Mr. Chairman, let me make it clear. Representative Navarre has no objection to this legislation.
Okay.
But, also not crazy about it either.
Okay.
I don't think he has any problem with it being held over to it next week.
Okay.
God, you guys are great politicians.
Well, if we've lost our quorum, then we can't move it anyhow. So.
Turn off the tape.
Okay, so I guess we'll adjourn the meeting.
I mean, God's
adjourn.
Thanks.
Get Frank the tape off.